Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
See the
Over the last few months, I've been laid up with COVID. Yes, I was in the hospital for 4.5 months, and slowly my strength is coming back. Yes, I'm still having trouble with my voice that I believe was damaged by the doctor when they put a tube down my throat. But the Holy Ghost will help me to bring forth messages loud and clearly, even though my voice is not what it used to be. In time, I believe God is going to heal it. Well, the Lord has taught me quite a few things while I was laid up. He showed me things, how the church operates, and how things are being operated in governments. Yes, the governments of this world, through the elites, have tried to bring in a one-world government. And I knew even before I became sick that this was going to be pushed back. They may not be finished yet, but I believe God is going to push this artificial end time thing that is on their agenda. He will push it back because it's not God's timing yet for the great tribulation. Yes, he will pour out his spirit on all flesh, and he'll have a great harvest. So the church needs to be prepared for a harvest of the end times. He said he will pour out the latter rains like he poured out the first rains. And before the Lord can take his bride to himself, there is going to be a bountiful harvest. So we need to think on that and seek God on how to get into his word and ministry for this occasion and to help further the kingdom. And on today's message, I will be teaching on how the child of God needs to operate in a time like this. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, O Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of the situation. Help them to see the seriousness that we, the churches, are in. Lord God, the churches have been slack. They have allowed abortion, homosexuality to take over the churches. So God, we ask for forgiveness and we repent. And God, I believe when your people will repent from a heart that is true, you will heal our land. So thank you, Jesus, that you will bless us in Jesus' name. How does one operate in a time like this? Well, God has given us the earth to rule and to reign. We know for a fact that Adam and Eve sold it out to Satan, and then Satan seemed to run things all the way to the time when Jesus was born. Then throughout the last 2,000 years, we had great revivals, some that lasted for quite a while. But then they would peter out and go back to the normal of living. But I believe we're now heading for a revival that will not peter out and will go till the rapture, till the bride of Christ is taken out of this world. For we are the one that is holding back the evil. And once we're taken out of the way, then the Lord God will bring judgment to this planet. But how does the child of God operate? In Psalm chapter 115, in verse 16, it tells us, "The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men." Since the Lord Jesus Christ brought us back from darkness into light at the cross of Calvary, he has given us back the authority of this world. And many in the church world have neglected that. They have allowed evil governments to take over this world, and we can see it, see the terrible consequences in America and in the States today, how the church has been slack and allowed those evil governments to take over. But God will push them back. So what must the child of God do? The Bible teaches us in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm come that they may have life, and they might have it more abundantly. So how do we have abundant life? Well, the Lord has a blueprint for that. In Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 11, it tells us, He gives some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Yesterday, many churches teach that the power of the Holy Spirit, the prophets, and the apostles went out with the apostles. They seem to believe that the pastors and teachers and the evangelists still are able to operate, but not the prophet, neither the apostle. But that is not true, for God has them in the same category as the pastors and teachers and the evangelists. And I believe today we have to depend more on the prophets than ever before. They allow us to see what is in the future. It tells us very clearly how we should operate. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, in verse 19, in verse 29, let the prophet speak two or three, let the others judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold their peace, for you may all prophesy one by one, and all may learn, and all may be comforted. So how is one comforted? And how does one learn? We have to understand the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And the Lord Jesus wants us to have life and to have it more abundantly. He wants the child of God to prosper. But if a prophet comes along and has a prophecy of something bad going to happen. Now let's look at what happened to Nineveh in the Old Testament. The prophet Jonah prophesied that Nineveh will be destroyed in 40 days. And he told Jonah to go and preach the gospel, to tell them to repent. And he did. And guess what happened? They repented and judgment was stayed for 140 years. Now I want to explain this, how it works today. When a prophet or even an average guy has a dream of something that'll happen to his family, some bad weather will come, or some sickness, or something, then God will either give a dream, or He will give a prophecy. If it's bad, then the church, the children of God, need to stand in the gap and pray against it. Seek the face of God, so that He may change the situation. And in many cases, He does. There are some cases where He doesn't, but in many cases, He will change the situation for the believer's sake. If the prophet comes up with a prophecy that is good, that speaks of good things ahead, the church needs to pray, that the devil will not get in there and spoil God's plan, but to stand in the gap. This is how it works. We need to understand God wants us to stand in the gap and to operate righteously, for he has given us this world to rule and to reign. He has given us dominion over the weather. When we have bad weather coming, God has given us the privilege to stand in the gap, to pray against it. But alas, far too many Christians will say, whatever happens will happen. It is all the will of God. If that's the case, are those terrible storms the will of God that destroy everything? We can clearly see God said, choose life. But the devil is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. So the devil brings something on that'll kill or destroy. And it's God's people that need to stand in the gap to change things. How about the abortion clinics? I believe the church has fallen asleep on that. They have not stood in the gap. And for the last 20 years or 30 years, millions of babies have been aborted to Satan. In other words, it's just an old-fashioned child sacrifice. And this has to stop. And the church has been praying, and we can clearly see that down in the States, they are getting ready to get rid of the law that will legalize abortion in the federal situation where they have to use federal money, that's taxpayers' money, to pay for the abortion. Yes, it seems like they will vote against abortion. We will see what will happen, but I believe they will. That decision comes, I believe it will happen, and that the decision of the courts will come in June. And when that happens, an evil spirit will be lifted from America. So the church in America has something to pray for. They have something to stand in the gap for. God is giving them a hope, and he will stand and with them if they dare to stand up and fight for what God wants to give them. Let the church turn to the Lord in power. Let them not be passive and sit back and say, whatever will happen. If that's the case, is it the will of the Lord that millions of babies are sacrificed and slaughtered every year? If that's the will of the Lord, then we have a God that I do not know. For the Lord is not one that kills. It is Satan that is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. And the church needs to get up and stand in the gap and pray that things will change. And whatever happens in the States will surely come to Canada very shortly after that. So we got something to look forward to. As soon as that law is passed, that evil spirit will be lifted from America, and God's people will be able to start gaining progress, and we will be able to see the power of the Holy Spirit move, and a great harvest will come in. So let the power of God open your eyes to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine, for thee all the Father.
Over the last 10 years, I've been listening to different teachers on how things will climax. There are those who preach that we're going to have a great revival yet before the rapture. And then there are those who preach that this world is finished. God will judge America, bring great judgment to this planet. Yes, that is coming, but in the tribulation, God has a timetable. And I know for a fact, we have not left this earth. The church has not left this earth. The Bible teaches the one holding back the evil will hold back until he is taken out of the way. So the church is holding back the evil that is trying to encroach, and it will be pushed back until God's time is right. And the preachers who teach that America and Canada will be judged for the evils they are done, that have been done, are basically the same preachers that teaches whatever the will of the Lord is will happen. So the abortion clinics are the will of the Lord. The I heard one preacher said, "Say, if you commit suicide, don't you would have died anyway." Now that is strange for a preacher that has been preaching the gospel for years. How can you even think about stuff like that? Because a person who kills himself is not necessarily lost if he's saved, because it's Satan that brings him to the point where he or she will kill themselves. But these preachers don't seem to understand the grace of God. They are so into the law, they cannot see grace. Well, God has an incredible joy and a peace for the child of God. It tells us in Proverbs 18, verse 21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." I personally believe that we will have a great revival, and I'm going to eat the fruit of that revival. Yes, I went through quite a long sickness, but God has shown me many things. I was pretty close to death at times, but God brought me through. Yes, even though I'm still weak, I still have health issues, God is going to heal. When the body sometimes slowly heals itself, sometimes God heals quickly. I have experienced both, and I will yet see incredible things happening on this earth. So we need to look forward to those things. And for those who don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, we are coming into a time where the sheep will be separated from the goats. The power of God will fall on people, and those that reverence him, even though you're not saved, God will speak to you. See that you give him your right hand of fellowship. But those who reject him, regardless how he speaks to them, those who are nonchalant about him and go on in their life, they will one day die, and they will have to go to a place called the lake of fire, where the smoke of their torment will arise forever and ever. And that needs not to be. Every person will make that choice for himself. If God calls your name, if he taps you on the shoulder, you give him your pledge of allegiance, and then he will save you. But if you reject him, there is nothing to look for but damnation, eternal separation from God, and an awful existence in eternity. So open your heart and your life, heart and life to this, because God is willing that none perish. Hallelujah.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.